divine call of light, the novel morning bright, the divine insight, the eternal countdown begins, the brave heart wins.
Zen monk used to go to the forest every single day. Fetch water from the river and come back. The same path, the same bucket, the same river, the same time. One man was observing him for a long time, and one day asked, "You seem to do the ordinary task. How is it that everybody calls you enlightened?" The Zen monk said, "Earlier, I used to carry water. Now, water is being carried." The man asked, "So what is the difference?" The monk said, "Not much difference, only the resistance is dropped. My vibrations are not about achieving something, it's about dropping the resistance which is within us." High vibrations are about acceptance, accepting whatever life is presenting, good, bad, praise, calumny, everything. So today is the last day of our series of unlearning. We saw many things beginning with courage not to know. We explored many esoteric, mysterious, less talked about topics. The process of learning begins with the process of unlearning. It's not about acquiring new, it's about letting go of what has become burden. The last sutra is about high vibrational living. What are low vibrations and what are high vibrations? We live in the world of vibrations. The universe is the ocean of vibrations, but there is a difference in frequency. There are places which have got very high vibrations. You don't have to do anything. The moment you enter those sacred spaces, places or spaces, you feel the surge of energy within you. Places, time, throughout the day also, there are times when the energy level is high, and especially the morning time, when you wake up from sleep, and there is experience of bodilessness. Vibrations go up. Persons, you meet people and you feel elevated. They carry some waves of divinity. Room, if the place is cluttered, things are lying here and there, the vibrations are low. Decluttering raises the vibration. Check the room's accommodation, house, stores, hundreds of things are kept. The vibrations are low. That's why there is new way of living, and that's called minimalistic way of living. The less is more. You can visit certain ashrams or monasteries. You will hardly see anything there. In room, just a single chair, not even curtains. The more we try to decorate, the vibrations go down. So time, place, persons, then what you eat, the heavier you eat, the vibrations go down. The lighter you eat, vibrations climb. Nature, look at the sun and the vibrations go up. You look at the sky, you be in the presence of nature. The earth, the rains, the trees, the wind, the streams, the rainbow, the clouds, and the vibrations go up. Nature uplifts the vibration. Thoughts somebody is carrying, the feeling of revenge, the vibrations go down. Forgiveness is energetic hygiene. You feel grateful for somebody. Gratefulness carry strong positive vibrations. You go up. Every act of kindness raises the vibration. Every selfless act of service elevates the consciousness. Each one of us experienced these two stages, low vibrations and high vibrations. Somebody is unhappy, the vibrations go down. Yesterday, in our OPD, when doctor had come, he is Ayurveda doctor, but he was telling his experience. He doesn't feel any joy. He doesn't feel any enjoyment. Feels aimless all the time. The works are pending. He has to read about his books, medical books, but he can't. The spark is lost. Life has become listless. He doesn't feel like to do anything. He knows everything. He knows meditation. He knows everything. And yet, he was asking just one single question, where from I should bring motivation to jump back to that earlier life of inspiration. Everything is appearing dull and drab. No Philip. No stimulus to do anything exciting. Days and days, weeks after week are just rolling by. Nothing exciting is happening. As if life is going waste. Why such a stage comes? Chronic stress, yesterday we discussed. Continuous stress leads to many, many diseases. That stress could be spiritual stress. Anything which is forced causes stress. Every resistance lowers the vibration. Every love which is with demands and conditions lowers the vibration. Every expectation which is possessive lowers the vibration. Every guilt lowers the vibration. Every thought of depression, of despondency, lowers the vibration. So Baba teaches us about high vibrational living and what should we do to achieve that, where the breath should become natural, where The body should remain relaxed, where relationships don't cause burden, where the world drama doesn't disturb us. Every one of us has to devise his own method. To elevate the level of vibrations. And yet, there are some common methods to do so. What is needed is the sense of urgency that I want to do it. All sensuality is nothing but dopamine trap. All the worldly happiness, initially just a pleasant sensation, living behind an array of sadness, living behind the burden. So what should we do to elevate the vibrations? This is the most important question. Low vibrations means heaviness. Low vibrations means burden. Low vibration means denial, rejection, resistance. A king was very happy with one of his ministers and he gifted him a horse. But the horse was sick and extremely weak. The ministers received the horse, but he didn't say anything. He looked at the horse and straight away jumped on the horse and started to move. The king asked, "Where are you going?" He said, I'm going to the temple for Friday prayer." The king said, "But it is Saturday, it is Monday today." He said, "That's why. If I start today, I'll reach by Friday." If you start today, you will reach by Friday. It all depends on the horse. The body is the horse. If you want to reach fast, the greatest tool is body. So what are the ways and means to elevate the vibrations? The first method: clean the room. Declutter it. All those things stored, items which we are not using, declutter them. The kitchen, the living room, everything, the garden, and the most important, your mobile. All the apps which are installed and you are not using, uninstall them. Your computer screen, so many shortcuts. Remove. The second, food. The more you eat heavy food, your vibrations go down. Eating lowers the vibration. The more you eat vibrant food, high vibrational food, the vibrations go up automatically. Enjoy the world of fruits, colorful fruits, vibrant fruits. Eat with gratitude. with love, and the vibrations will go up. The third is nature. The more you move towards nature, vibrations go up. The more you are in crowded places, vibrations go down. The more you are away from nature, vibrations go down. In 24 hours, at least once, enter into the space, a sacred sanctuary, where there is no noise, where there is no traffic, where there are no human beings, where there is no noise of vehicles. You and you. Another way to increase the vibration is silence and solitude. In crowd, your vibrations go down. The moment you enter into inner space, vibrations go up. Somebody is always surrounded by people, always talking from morning till night, always extrovert. Vibrations go down. Vibration increases when we are in silence, in solitude. The next, meditation. The more you become bodiless, vibrations go up. The more we are in body consciousness, vibrations go down. Increasing the period of bodilessness. The place of highest vibration is supreme abode, and the highest vibrational source is God. The moment we connect with Him, vibrations go up. The moment we enter into that field of highest magnetic force and field, vibrations go up. Then thoughts and emotions. If there is a constant conflict and fight within, the vibrations would go down. If you are carrying the past, you cannot enter into the field of higher vibrations. Past, denial, resistance, guilt, sadness, unhappiness. Ambitions. I want to do this, I want to do that. High vibrations is not about doing anything. It's not doing something extraordinary. It is about doing an ordinary thing with attention. It's not about giving flamboyant speeches. It's not about doing hundreds of programs and calling it service. Spiritual life is the silent life. It does not seek limelight. Rather, it moves away from advertising. It does not like propaganda. It's not even about positivity or emotional highs. It's about accepting things as they are. Removing the inner resistance. It's not about forcing. Forced life is low vibrational life. You want to get up at Amrit Vela because everybody tells you do it. You want to go to the class because everybody told you that you should go. You want to do all those things. You are doing all those things which you are told to do. None of them is your realization. None of them is your understanding. Forced spirituality is dead spirituality. It's a dead life. And all those who enter into spiritual life, they become like a tired horses, just dragging. getting up at Amrit Vela, going to the class, eating this and eating that, and remaining busy in service throughout the day. And what we are calling service is nothing but acts of extroversion. Which is making us scattered. Unless and until you stop and revise and review the entire spiritual life pattern, you will not go ahead. Unless and until all the suppressions are removed, all the repressed and suppressed emotions are released, spiritual life will not become joy. That's why one of the best method of meditation is dance. One of the best meditation is singing. One of the best meditation techniques is running, singing, rejoicing, celebrating. Life should become celebration. Everything should become celebration. If you have many expectations, then you will have surprises. Because every expectation meets its death. It's a life of not demanding anything from anyone. It's a life of moving smoothly, silently, and yet happy. The happiness is not about laughing loudly. The life is like a river, flowing smoothly, no obstacle, unobstructed. Emotions are moving smoothly without any puncture. Such a flowing life is the spiritual life. And there remains no difference between this categorization. Spiritual, non-spiritual, nothing. Another way to increase the vibrations is reading. Take, when you read, you are in touch with high vibrations, people, the great minds, the great souls who have written them. When you write something, automatically your vibrations go up. Every day write one single page in beautiful handwriting. One day, one page. Every day compose something, a poem or something, a prose, an essay, an autobiography or biography. Write something, the vibrations will go up. Every day take some book and read one page. And that page, that book should not be your routine stuff. BK literature. Read something motivational. Something that is new. Vibrations will go on. Learn something new. Take up a course and learn a new language. The moment you start learning a new language, automatically, some disturbance, some upheaval will happen. And in that upheaval, in that stage of earthquake, sow the new seeds and something new will come. Otherwise, life will become a dull life, just dragging on. Same days. As I told yesterday, a disciple came to the master and said, I have 20 years of experience of meditation. The master said, you have 1 year experience which is repeated 19 times. Same old techniques. Sit and keep on saying, I am soul, I am soul. While the whole body is saying, I am body. You look at others and they are happy and you say, oh, they are unhappy, they are agyani. And you convince yourself that I am very happy and there is no happiness. So towards the fag end of this series, all the points which we have taken till now, all those 15 days points, courage to not know, dropping borrowed truths, seeing without conclusions, unconditioning the mind, innocence, silence, freedom from beliefs, witnessing, ego, truth as living experience, intelligence, emptiness, awareness without the knower, death of the accumulated mind, and yesterday, seeing what is. So today we end this series. So keep learning. Keep understanding is a long-standing process. It's a lifelong process. You keep on understanding yourself. You keep on understanding relationships. There's no end to it. Keep learning new things. Words, they also carry vibrations. Your clothes, they also carry vibrations. You wear different clothes and you will have different vibrations. Different places, different time, different clothes, different words, different actions, different thoughts, different emotions. Everything has got vibrations. So experiment. Life is a series of mega experiment. Try this and try that. And then compare and contrast and check and change. And you learn. Learn and unlearn. Learn and unlearn. Learn new. Unlearn what is old. Unlearn what is pulling you down. So here, we end this series and let's see, we'll come up with something new. Om Shanti.
The time is right, the divine call of light, the novel morning bright, the divine insight. The eternal countdown begins, the brave heart wins. Freedom clings, the karmic count.